This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. This morning we're going to do something a little bit different. The main Wednesday show will be this evening at 8:30. Now I just want to share with you a short Dvar Torah for a few minutes. The Abarbanel, in his introduction to Sefer Shemais, he brings that Sefer Bereishis was dedicated to the story of the Maila of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their Kedusha, their Nevuah, and therefore the entirety of Bereishis is designated to the story of Adam, Noach, his children, his generation, in order to reach the stories of Avraham, who is even greater than the earlier generations. And therefore, there are three parshiyos dedicated to Avraham, namely Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chaye Sara. For Yitzchak, Yitzchak has one parsha. Yaakov Ubanov, three parshas. Yosef, three parshas. That is the real estate of the first Sefer of the Torah. 12 Sedarim, speaking about the Milos of the Avais. But says Abarbanel, Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to everyone, to all of them. Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to Adam, Sheis, Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu being equal to all of them, and greater than them in Nevuah. So therefore he is the subject of all 12 parshiyos of Sefer Shemais. Why? Why is Bereishis the subject of Adam, Noach, Sheis, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, and Moshe gets the entire Sefer? It's Lohidia Sheshakol Hu Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sedarva Parsh Yosef Kesipure Ha'avais HaKadoshim Heim Kulam Yachad. So this is the reason why the Abarbanel says Moshe Rabbeinu is the subject of the entirety of Shemais. The issue though is that it's a nice pshat, but it doesn't seem to be accurate. Because while in fact Sefer Bereishis has 12 parashiyos, I put on the sheet over here, Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, Vayisara, Vayera, Chayisara, Todos, Vayitzah, Vayishach, Vayisham, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayichi, Shemois only has 11 parashiyos. Shemois, Vayera, Boy, Bishalach, Yisrael, Mishpatim, Teruma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakel, and Pekudai. So first of all, it is not accurate that which what Abarbanel is saying, that the number of parshiyos of Shemois is equal to the number of Bereishis to teach that Moshe was equal to the Avais HaKadoshim. Furthermore, the Abarbanel says Beferush, Ba b'sipurav kol ha-sefer ha-beis hazeh shenichlalu by Yud Beis Sedarim. You may stay, well, you know, you could be off by one. But the Abarbanel explicitly writes that Shemois has 12 parshiyos equal to the number of parshiyos of Bereishis. So now we encounter something quite interesting. Rabbeinu Bechaye, which is one of the greatest Perushim ala Torah. The Chasam Sofer was very fond of the commentary of Rabbeinu Bechaye. Every Friday night for 40 years, the Chasam Sofer learned Rabbeinu Bechaye ala Torah, and he always found new insight into it. Rabbeinu Bechaye, at the beginning of every parsha, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, and he analyzes and expounds and explicates that pasuk in Mishlei as an opening and an entrance for the discussion on the parsha. And in Parshas Mishpatim, when we get to the mitzvah of Im Kesef Talve Es Ami, Rabbeinu Bechaye gives this whole lengthy exposition based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Matan B'Seisar Yich Be'af, and Rabbeinu Bechaye goes through the eight different madrigos of tzedakah. You could give with a sour face, with a nice face, before the ani even asks for it. You could give the tzedakah. You could give the tzedakah with the person knowing who the giver is, without the person knowing who the giver is. And it's very unusual because this is typically reserved for the introduction to a parsha. Rabbeinu Bechai would typically bring this in the Hakdama to a parsha. But why is Rabbeinu Bechai bringing this in middle of the parsha? This seems to indicate that perhaps Rabbeinu Bechai may have had a different breakdown of Parshas Mishpatim. And in fact, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, when he gets up to the 66th mitzvah of the Torah, he calls it not the mitzvah of Halva, he calls it Parshas Im Kesef. Yeshba Sheva Mitzvah Saseh, Ve'esu Mishtai Mitzvah Zloi Saseh. The Sefer HaChinuch breaks down this parsha into two parshiyos. There's Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Im Kesef Talva. Quite remarkable. So in fact, the clue from what it appeared from Rabbeinu Bechaye, that Rabbeinu Bechaye held Im Kesef Talva begins a new parsha. The Sefer HaChinuch writes explicitly Im Kesef Talva begins a new parsha. In fact, in this footnote over here, we bring that the Chinuch, as well as the Rabbeinu Bechaye, they break Mishpatim into two, like the Minog in Barcelona. So in Barcelona, I'm not recommending you go there right now, they break up Im Kesef Talva and Mishpatim into two. And until today in Algiers and in Tunis, Mishpatim and Im Kesef Talva are two separate parshiyos. Likewise, in the Sefer Ho'ibor of Rabbeinu Avram ben Rabchia Hanossi, he brings that on. In Ibur Yar, you read 28 parshiyos until Mitzayra. So that's 12 in Bereishis and 11 in Shemais. Let's assume 11. That's we're up to 23. Then Vayikra, 24. Tzav, 25. Shemini, 26. Tazria, 27. Metzora, 28. But he says sometimes there will be between them 29 Siddurim. So in other words, let's assume for a moment you have 12 in Bereishis, 11 in Shemais, that's 23, Vayikra, Tzav, Shemini, Tazria, Mitzayra is 28, and says the Sefer Ho'ibor, sometimes you're going to have 29. So how are you going to get 29 weeks? Uvishanazu mechalkim seder echad. And during this year, you'll have to divide one of the parshiyos. For example, and what are the choices? Either you'll divide Mishpatim, or Kisisa, or Parshas Vayera. My son Meir, his bar mitzvah Parshas Vayera, it's quite a large parsha. I'm sure he would have been happy if that was broken up into two parshiyos. But the Sefer Oitzer Plois HaTorah brings that these records of breaking up Mishpatim into two parshiyos would explain the comments of the Abarbanel in his Hakdama to Shemois, that Sefer Shemois has 12 parshiyos. So either the Abarbanel held that, like we said, Mishpatim is broken up into two parshiyos, Ve'ela Mishpatim and Im Kesef Talva, or he held like the other possibility of the Sefer Ho'ibor, that Kisisa was broken up into two parshiyos. I'll just end off with another perhaps interesting possibility. If you look at the Moinei HaMitzvos, those who count the mitzvos at the end of the parsha, Parshas Mishpatim has 43 mitzvos. What's interesting is, says the Chasam Sofer, the word ve'ela is gematria 42. Ve'ela 42 ha-mishpatim are the laws bein adam lechaveroi. Aye, what about the 43rd mitzvah? Oh, the 43rd mitzvah, v'hashevius tishmetena umetashta. Shvius is not mishpatim bein adam lechaveroi. Shvius is, of course, bein adam lamakim. So it's ve'ele ha-mishpatim. There are 42 mishpatim. And then there's a 43rd. That's the mitzvah of Shvius at the end of the parsha. Now, I don't think anyone actually breaks up the parsha this way, but this would be an interesting possibility, that the first 42 mitzvahs are the chilek of the mishpatim, and Shavuos is a different subject altogether. That's a chilek perhaps of the chukim or the edos, and so forth. But it's an amazing gematria that there are 43 mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Perhaps the significance is that Mishpatim is Midas Hadin, of course, but when you split the Midas Hadin in half, you get 43, which is Gematria Toiv Hashem. God is good. We once spoke about the significance of 43. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this is just the Dvar Torah for this morning. I'm going to leave you this morning with this, and the shir this week is going to be this evening at 8:30, okay? Bracha v'atzlacha. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.